Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at January 2024. We have finally made it into 2024. So happy new year. And we're going to take a look at each individual life path number, the forecast for January 2024. Before we get into that, though, if you haven't already watched or listened to your forecast for 2024, it is up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each individual life path number. I highly suggest checking that out. Also, if you haven't already booked some time with me to have your own personal year ahead forecast completed or your numerology reading, I also highly suggest that. And you can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to take a look and to work with you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the magic of this new year. Life path 33-6. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 42-6 as well as manta ray energy. So what's interesting here is this 42-6 energy is the same energy that you were working with around the full moon that happened on 12/26/2023. So if anything came up for you around that full moon, this could be a continuation of that energy, something you're meant to dive more deeply into, something that really is seeking your attention. If you haven't listened to that video, I highly suggest doing so because there will be some other, obviously some other things I talk about in that video that I won't touch on here. But yeah, you could see a continuation this month of that. What's beautiful about the 42-6 energy is this is all about beautification. This is about generosity, peace, and understanding. This is such a beautiful energy for commitments, for coming together, for you know, merging in some way, as well as mending some kind of connection, situation, or, you know, even if it's energetically, like sometimes, you know, when it comes to relationships or connections, it just doesn't make sense, or it's just not healthy to sort of come back together in the physical to sort of mend that connection. It just doesn't, the frequency's off, or some, you know, it just doesn't work. So sometimes we have to do that energetically. And what I'm talking about here as an example would be like, if there was some kind of, if something happened to you at some point at the hands of somebody else, right? It's probably not the safest or healthiest thing for you to approach that person in the physical. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but I'm just using this as an example. And so to sort of not put yourself in harm's way, you can work with this energy energetically, right? So you can heal this connection energetically. You can forgive this person, you know, see the divinity within them, still hate the act, still not be okay with the act. It's okay, right? Love the person, hate the act. It changes the energy. But there is, you know, in finding some level of forgiveness or grace within that situation, whether it's forgiveness for yourself, forgiveness for the other person, forgiveness to the universe, whatever the case may be, energetically, that can do a lot when it comes to freeing you from that connection, from that baggage, from whatever it is that's binding you from that. So under this 42-6 energy, it's likely that, you know, things may resurface now that could have been quite traumatic in the past. And it's not asking you to continue to revisit that and relive it and, you know, sort of sit in that. It's asking you to find ways to move through it, to acknowledge it, to assess it, to move through it and transmute it into something much more healthy for you so that you can move forward. So you're basically finding a way through some kind of healthy outlet to set it down and move forward, right? And to do that in some kind of peace and understanding. It doesn't mean that you understand the act, right? That's, yeah, that's a whole nother story. It's more that you understand that, you know, if you continue to revisit whatever this was and hold on to that anger, that resentment towards yourself, towards the other, towards whatever, towards the universe, it's going to keep you stuck there. right? You're carrying a burden that you don't need to be carrying. And so sometimes we need to call in professionals to help us through that, and that's okay. So you may see that come up around this time, is my point. And I would say, don't ignore it, you know, like definitely do whatever is needed to be able to break free from those chains that are binding you that are no longer occurring, right? But you also could see people resurface now from the past, and the timing is better, that, you know, you've evolved, they've evolved. And so maybe, you know, let's just use like a relationship. It might be that someone resurfaces now that you were in a relationship with that didn't work out because the timing or, you know, the journey of each person. But now maybe that person will resurface and you will find a deeper connection there. And whether or not you go back to sort of an intimate connection, it might just be that you can be good friends, right? Or, you know, because you've shared a lot and now you're both on the same frequency and you're able to reconnect. So that's the power of this 42 energy. It's a lot about connection, merging, healing, again, generosity, peace, understanding, and it's really truly about commitments and committing to yourself, potentially committing to others. At this time, this is a beautiful energy, honestly, to get married, to have a baby, any of those things that are like longer term commitments. This is such a beautiful energy for that. And of course, you've got Manta Ray that you're working with for your animal spirit message. And so this is the same kind of energy. If you've ever seen a Manta Ray in the wild, they're so graceful when they're swimming. They're so angelic, right? And so it just brings this energy of like peace and calm and tranquility to a situation. And so it has this like degree of divinity tied with it. So there's some kind of, you know, under this influence, there's some kind of divine guidance or divine intervention that could be coming in for you this time. But what I will say is typically with the 42-6 energy, it's a very gentle, very light, very beautiful energy to work with. So when something comes in, it doesn't necessarily have to be that like intense divine intervention where it's like, you know, tower energy. It's more of like this very gentle, warm hug from the universe that's like, you know, like ushers us into a more aligned experience. And so you could find those things come in at this time where you have this sense of perfect harmony, where you have this sense of miracles sort of happening, just falling in your lap, the beauty of it all. So it's incredibly beautiful energy to work with. So again, if something came up for you around the full moon, it could be a continuation of that. If you met someone around that time, this is a beautiful energy for divine contracts, like divine connections, whether it's friendships, family, family that you've never met and now you're meeting them and they play an important role in your life. Intimate relationships can come about at this time and be within your life for a long time. So I love this again for you all. I think it's incredibly beautiful. There's a tremendous amount of grace here as well. So it encourages us to have grace for not only others, but for ourselves. So again, if there's someone or something that you need to forgive and release, this is a great time to do that. If you need to have more grace for yourself or others, this is a great energy to support us in doing that. And what's beautiful about this, it's not like a forced energy. It's not like you have to force that grace. It's not like you have to force that forgiveness. It's almost like everything kind of comes together to help you to understand sort of how to do that. And it feels good. It feels light, right? So there's no forcing here. It's like everything just sort of flows, just like a manta ray. It's just a very gentle energy. The last thing I'll say is this is a beautiful month to beautify. So this is like sort of like a very Venusian kind of energy. So if you want to beautify your space, you know, do something different with your appearance that makes you feel beautiful. This is not about external standards. Something that makes you feel good about yourself and makes you feel beautiful. This is a beautiful month to do that. Same thing with your space. If there's an area within your home that you can beautify and make it feel like your own personal sanctuary, this is a beautiful time to do that. Bringing more plants into your home is also a great idea because it connects you with nature and the beauty of nature. Spending more time in nature, this is a great time for that as well. It's like when we see something really beautiful and when we surround ourselves with beauty or what we find aesthetically beautiful, it truly does lift our spirits. It truly does like ignite that beauty within us that's already there, but sometimes we overlook. So anything that you can do this month to surround yourself with, you know, that sort of grace and beauty and calmness, this is such a great time to do that, as well as generosity, generosity for others and generosity for self. So I know for 33 sixes as well, right? It's like the focus is so much on other people a lot of times that we can neglect ourselves. And so you want to make sure that, you know, that you're being generous for others, but you're also being generous to self, that you're having grace for others and understanding for others, but you're also having grace and understanding for yourself. So I love this for you all. I think it's incredibly beautiful. It's a general reading, so I know it's not going to affect everyone, but I hope that it comes in the most sort of divine way for all of you beautiful 33s. So I hope it's a great January and a great 2024. Thank you all so much for being here. I appreciate each and every one of you. Take care. I'll see you again soon. Bye, 33s.